Brian, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. You guys at St. Joe Ogden are 2 years removed from a state championship last year, bowing out in the regionals and the semis to PBL. Where's the program at as you head into 2017-18?
You know, we feel like program-wise, we're in really good shape. You know, we look over the years and where our players have gotten us over the last 14 years. You know, it's been a lot of accomplishments by our guys over those 14 years. And, you know, we're in a completely different place in 2017-18 than we were in 2003-04 when we first got here. And huge credit to our kids in that regard.
How have you built up the program? What's been your philosophy to do that?
You know, our biggest thing when we first got here was we wanted to change the mindset and the culture of our guys, that you know, to think not just in terms of our area and you know, doing some things in our area, but to be a name that people you know, other programs knew across the state, and to put their name out there as a St. Joseph Ogden basketball, where, you know, whether you're the northern part or the southern part of the state, you know, at our level in 2A basketball, that people knew who we were, and we were contenders, you know, in the postseason. And our guys have been able to do that. They've set obviously some high bars here the last few years, and again, it wasn't, you know, those guys reaped the rewards of that, but there was a lot of hard work by some guys before them to, you know, to put them in that position, and we're really proud of all of our guys over the years.
So where do you draw your inspiration from? What's your philosophy as a coach, and who mentored you or taught you in that?
That's a great question. You know, growing up, I grew up in Peoria. Peoria is a huge basketball town, and it's in Peoria, everybody played. And so, you know, I that's probably where I got my love of the game. And you know, I had some good experiences as a player there in Peoria. But also, you know, when I got into coaching, I think there's two guys that really were huge influences on me when I was an assistant, and that's Jeff Coger and John Hampton, and worked under both those guys at Riverton High School early on in my coaching career as assistant coach. And they were completely different in different ways, but both were outstanding head coaches. And, you know, I'd consider Coach Hampton to be, even though he's retired from coaching, one of the best, if not the best, around in the state of Illinois.
Talking with Brian Brooks, he's the head coach of the St. Joe Ogden Spartans boys basketball team. And in your spare time, you're superintendent over there as well. How do you balance it all?
Well, it's actually the reverse, but
I know.
I don't consider basketball a job. That's my release time in terms of, you know, you just kind of clear your head, and I get to, you know, for a couple hours a day, I get to work with kids and directly, and I mean, that's why I got an education in the first place. So, you know, basketball's been a family thing for us. You know, whether I was teaching or an administrator, and if it wasn't a family thing with my wife and my three kids, I couldn't do this.
Who will be some of the key guys for you on the floor this year?
We return two starters, Jack Cook and Jordan Brooks, and obviously we'll be, you know, hoping for big things from both of them. And you know, both played pretty significant roles for us last year, and Jack was kind of getting his feet wet as a sophomore last year, but has made some big strides. And you know, we got some guys that and Riley Baker, who's a senior, who came out of the bench for us last year and had a really good second half of the season. And Bryce Hakey did the same thing as a junior last year for us. And, you know, Joel Orcutt's going to be a newcomer in terms of seeing a lot of court time at the varsity level, and 6'4", 6'5", junior for us that, you know, gives us some length and has really, really progressed over his first 2 years here. And, you know, we'll have some sophomores, I think, that at least a couple that are, if not two or three, that are going to be significant players for us probably at some point during the season. So we're pretty excited about our group. A lot of inexperience, but we like, you know, we like what we've seen so far.
And finally, new conference for you in the Illini Prairie with plenty of familiar opponents. How do you look forward to that?
Yeah, we're excited about that too, you know, and very competitive. I don't think you'll have any nights off, and that's, you know, that's what we like. We got a very competitive non-conference schedule to go with that, so we feel like that's going to help prepare us for the postseason. But you know, right off the bat, you got Monticello, who made a great run last year to Peoria and brings back their core really, and this year. And then Bloomington Central Catholic is really good. Their guard play is going to be outstanding. And you know, I like I said, you know, you got Unity who brings back a lot of guys. There's just not any nights off, and that's exciting. That's what we look forward to. And you know, when the nights we're outside of conference, we're going to be playing teams like Tutopolis. So, you know, we're going to be well prepared when it comes February.
Brian Brooks, head coach of the St. Joe Ogden Spartans boys basketball team. Thanks for your time. Best of luck in the new season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.